Kilayim Perek Zayin Mishnah Ches 7-8. We now come to the topic of flower pots. So we're going to differentiate between the types of flower pots, of which there are two. There's an atzitz, which means flower pot, atzitz nakuv, a flower pot that has a hole in the bottom, and an atzitz she'enu nakuv, a flower pot that is not perforated, that has a hole at the bottom. When we say a hole, we mean a hole that's tiny, even so small that just a little root, tiny root, could pass through it. That doesn't mean that any roots are actually passing through it. It just means that a root could pass through that hole if it was, you know, shoved through. It's that small. So the basic idea is that if a flower pot is perforated, has a hole in the bottom, then if it's on the ground, that's as if it's attached to the ground and you are in Daraisa territory. If the flower pot is not perforated, so there's no hole in the bottom, so then there's rabbinic enactments against such a flower pot in certain scenarios, as we'll see in a minute, but it's not considered to be midoraisa planted on the ground, even if you had the flower pot on the ground. So our case is going to be where we have a vineyard, and the vineyard has grapes on it. And as we saw from the previous Mishnah, for the question of being Mekadesh, of making Asr Bahana, the grapes have to be within the window, meaning the grapes are at least the size of Pul HaLavan, a white bean, and they're not fully ripened. And we're going to have in this vineyard passing through a flower pot that has in it grain growing. And the grain will have to, of course, like also we said in the previous Mishnah, be at least, if we go with Tashlish, it has to be a third grown, a third of the way of what it's going to get to in terms of size. So, and not fully ripened. So if you have a flower pot with grain inside of it and you're passing the flower pot through the vineyard, the Mishnah says, Atzitz nakuv, if that flower pot is perforated, so then mikadesh bekerem, then it will actually create kiddush, will actually make the vines and the grain and the flower pot both asr bahana. You can't eat it, you couldn't feed it to animals, no benefits allowed. The case, according to the Bar Tanura, straightforwardly, is that you have this flower pot and you put it down on the ground in the vineyard. Vishe'enu nakuv, if the flower pot, however, is not perforated, so then midoraisa, it's not going to be attached to the ground, even if it's put on the ground, einu mekadesh, it doesn't make the vines or the grain, for the matter, asur bahana, because it's not attached to the ground, it's not a sealed, not a perforated pot. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says, and according to the gear that we have in front of us, ze veze osrin, both cases are asur below mekadshin, but they are not, do not make something asur bahana. So according to that girsa, others just have zeh, not zeh v'zeh. If the girsa is just zeh, like the Bar Tanura has, we are referring just to the second case, the case of the unperforated pot. But according to the girsa we have in front of us, Rabbi Shimon disagrees on both cases. He says, listen, flower pots cannot, grain inside of flower pots will not be mekadesh. I'll make something asr bahana, but it will be asr. So some pshatim is asr, means simply it's forbidden to do. But since it says osrin, it makes forbidden. So many learn that, for example, the Gra and others, that it is usr to eat, but not mikadesh, meaning it's not usr to get benefit from. That is to say, according to Rabbi Shimon, if you take a perforated pot and you put it on the ground in a vineyard, so then one may no longer eat the wheat growing inside the flower pot because it's usr, but he could, let's say, feed it to his animals. And the same would go as well for the grapes. Now, we've established that putting a perforated pot on the ground in a vineyard is the same as planting it, and would make the vines and what's going inside the pot asr bahana, provided both the grain and the grapes are in the proper window. But what happens if you don't put it on the ground? What if just you carry it and you pass it through the vineyard without touching the ground? The Mishnah says, "Hama'avir atzitz nakuv b'kerem." If a person transports a perforated flower pot through a vineyard without putting it on the ground, so then imhosif b'masayim, if it grows, meaning the grain grows 1/200th, we explained this back in the Mishnah 5-6, how to measure that, but whatever the case is, if the grain grows 1/200th, now usr, it makes it usr. So now, according to the way that the Tosfos Yom Tov learned, I'll explain like that, it says usr, not mekadesh. That is to say that really, since the flower pot was never put down on the ground, we're only in rabbinic territory, and we're going to make this product inside the flower pot, the grain, usser. Since it never was put on the ground, the grape vines remain untainted. They're totally permissible. And as far as the grain goes, it's usser. Perhaps, again, the same shot would be that it's usser to eat that grain. We're talking rabbinically, but it's not mikdash. So again, according to that, you'd be able to feed the grain to your animals, for example. And it's just a rabbinic gezeira, an injunction against people transporting flower pots of grain through vineyards, lest they come to put it down, because if they put that flower pot down on the ground, then it's perforated, so that immediately both the grain and the grapes will become mikdash asr b'hanah.